Welcome, everyone. Thank you all for tuning in tonight. This is R&B week for me on my platform. I would like for you to tune in tonight. I have a return guest, Will Preston, the voice, the emotion, the heat he has for us on a new single. Phone lines are open right now. Call in and give my friend Will Preston a shout out. And you can give me a shout out as well. Tell me how I'm doing. All right, let's go. That single there, let's play. Will Preston, hey, welcome back.
Hey, thank you. It's so good to be back. How are you?
All right. And you doing all right, I can tell.
I'm doing pretty good. I can't complain. You know, it's a lot going on in the world today with this madness and COVID, but, you know, I'm still moving.
Haven't
slowed down.
Yes, long as you're still moving, that's what counts. So as I introduce the audience to you, you were on my show before last year, I believe around in June, July, somewhere around there. And that track, Let's Play, was a hit song. Where at on the chart is that song at right now? Or do you know? 'Cause I don't.
That chart... that song actually did very well, and it continues to do well. The crazy thing and the great thing, I guess, about Let's Play is, you know, we were kind of ready to move on to the next single, and that song is still gaining traction. So on many of the charts and playlists around the world, really, in different territories, that song is still climbing the charts. So I'm quite excited about that. I mean, I guess that's one of the benefits of being an indie artist is that people discover you at their own pace. And so you're always brand new to somebody. And that song is evidence of that because it won't die, and I don't want it to die. So I just wanted to keep on going.
Right. Thank you for that. And also, I would like to ask you, where are you calling from, Will Preston?
I am based in Atlanta, so I'm in Georgia tonight. I'm home.
Yay! That's where a lot of my fans and followers are at. All right, ATL, call in. I have your boy up here on my platform again. So
right.
What would you say to the curious listeners that don't know of you? What would you tell them about yourself, Will?
Huh. Well, you know, I would say that, you know, I love music. It's a passion. You can hear it in me. I love to sing about love. It's an emotion that we've all experienced. It's an emotion that we will continue to experience throughout the rest of our lives, whether we're in a relationship or not. Love is a basic and common emotion. And that's where I think what I sing about. You know, there's so many different elements to love. And I think that my music really hits that. I think that my music provides something for everyone, regardless of what you're going through, what you've been through. You're going to find something in there that is relatable. And I think that, you know, that's my niche. That's where I stay. That's my lane. And, again, like I said, there's so much within the vein of love I can sing about. It's always fresh. It's always new. And somebody, if it's not us personally, right, somebody's always going through something that we can look at and talk about. So, yeah, that's who I am. I would say if you just discover me, take a minute, sit back, and go through the catalog. I'm proud at this moment to be able to say I have a pretty good catalog out there to really get listeners acquainted and, you know, they can find me out there. So sit back one evening, and you might want to grab some wine and just chill to the sounds of Will Preston.
Yes, and thank you for that information. So more about the introduction of yourself. How long have you been in the music industry? And who are the artists that you grew up listening to?
Yeah, so I released my first project called It's My Will in 2005. I think the end of 2005, maybe the beginning of 2006. So it's been a little while in the industry, and, you know, I've released a couple of projects since then. I'm on my fourth project that I just released, Where Do I Begin, where Let's Play is from that project. So over this 15-year span, I've released four projects in that time frame, and just really have had a great time doing it. Taking my time, you know, releasing when I think the time is right. Some of my influences are people that I really enjoyed. I always say I always gravitated to the singers. You know, people like Luther Vandross, obviously.
Yeah.
For any male R&B singer, I think that you aspire in some way to capture at least some of what he was able to embody. So I like him and Gerald Levert. And Gladys Knight, of course, and Aretha, and, you know, all of those people, Smokey Robinson, and, you know, all of those people that just had those nice, deep, soulful sounds, I really just enjoyed them. And then even some of the more contemporary artists, I really enjoyed the sounds of Calvin Richardson and Avant, you know, and some of those newer guys as well. But it's really anybody who just sings, you know. That's what gets me. They sing. And the lyrics are meaningful.
Well, thank you for that information. The sound of Will Preston as we emerge into this new single, The End. Now, The End takes you on an emotional journey of lost love. It's a turbulent ride filled with soaring vocals and emotional lows. It's bold. It's intense. It's dramatic. After all, it's the end. What is the story behind this song? What pushed you to create this song, The End?
Yeah, it's a deep song, and it's a song that takes energy because it can be draining. And not so much vocally. I mean, it's taxing vocally, but you know, you can manage that. But I'm talking about the emotional drain on it, because if
yeah.
you're an artist and you're putting yourself in that space, you want to feel it. People always ask me, you know, what is your inspiration behind a song? How did you come up with that? And sometimes
yeah.
it's very clear. Sometimes it's not. This particular song, I actually wrote in a night. I actually woke up. And sometimes you're dreaming or
yeah.
me, and I have these melody, I have this melody in my head. And so I woke up and I thought, oh my God, I better write this down or do something, because if I don't, it will be gone in the morning. So I literally sat up. I went to the bathroom, got pen and paper. And to be honest, I just started writing, and I just started writing the lyrics. I somewhat had a melody, but I was really writing lyrics. And I don't know if it stemmed from a dream, but I do know that I woke up with these lyrics on my mind, and I just kept writing and kept writing. And then throughout the next day, it was something that I just couldn't put down. You know, sometimes I'll write like a verse, and I'll say, oh, I'll get back to that at another time, because I'm really trying to focus on another song at that time. But this particular one, I was just so into it that I had to keep going. I wrote this song really in a day, which is pretty quick for me. I mean, I usually take my time to really develop a song, but this song, sometimes they come like this, and this came over the course of a day, really.
Oh, wow. Wow. Thank you for that. Thank you for telling us that. So while we are going to stop yapping, I'm going to spin the end. You stay in that hot seat, Will Preston. We'll be right back.
I will.
burning to hell.
Yes.
How lucky for someone if someone never experienced that, how lucky they are, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. They hear that song, they like, oh, I need to pick up the pace here.
Well, it's one of those songs that, you know, I had someone tell me, you know, there's no redemption in that song. And I said, no, you're right. But then I think about it. Is there always redemption in love and life? No. I mean, sometimes you just have to live through the hurt, right? You have to get over it and move on. Everything doesn't have a happy ending. And so, you know, we as people have to be okay with that too, because we have to understand that love can be painful, but at the same time, you know, there is a love out there that is going to be your everything. So this is just one of those facets that I speak about. It's one of those elements of love that's very real, and pain is real, and it's, you know, we experience it.
Well, I love it. I like the song. I really love it, and I've experienced it, so I understand what you're singing. And melody, I love the melody that goes with it. So I love it. As far as I know, this is the only type of song, The End, I ever heard from any artist. I don't know any other songs that has the words The End, and they're singing about emotions like this. And that's just my opinion. I love it. So go ahead and give information on where this track is streaming at, your website information, and social information. Go ahead.
Absolutely. So this site is streaming everywhere that you can find music out there. It's on all of the platforms, all the digital platforms, of course, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, which we did quite well on Amazon. This song was climbing the charts a couple of weeks ago when it first came out. It hit big over in the UK, and so very happy to see it debut over there really nicely and continue to do well. But it's everywhere online that you can find music. Of course, I'm on social media. I am very active on social media, especially Instagram. My handle there is at TheWillPreston, at TheWillPreston. It's the same for Twitter, at TheWillPreston. I'm on Facebook, Will Preston Music. I'm on Snapchat. I'm on TikTok. So you can find me out there. If you want to learn more about me, just Google me. I have my official website is willpreston.com. So quite a few ways that you can connect with me and be a part of this journey, in which I really hope you will.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that information. I did find you on TikTok. I like, there he is. So, I got excited. I don't know. But anyway, any future music projects to come you want to mention? Collabs with other artists in the future? You want to tease us now?
Yeah, so I'm excited to officially say I'm back in the studio. I dibble and dabble in the studio from time to time anyway, but I'm actually in the studio with a purpose. That is to prepare for the next project, which I am aiming for a mid-year release. So that's going to be exciting. I'm starting to have conversations with several people about collaborations, which is also quite exciting. I've always been someone who has enjoyed working with others, and you know, but I'm also a person that, you know, when I'm in that studio zone, I like to be in my space. So it's a different kind of challenge working with others, but I'm excited about some of the people who have been contacting me. And one that I'll share that I'm really excited about, a gentleman, Mr. Eric Seitz, who's an amazing producer. He's actually a drummer, a professional drummer. He's actually touring with Patti LaBelle as we speak, but a phenomenal producer as well. And so he and I are going over music right now. He sent me some stuff to listen to, and I've started writing. And so I just got in the studio a couple of nights and was just really vibing to it. And it just felt so good that I just couldn't go to bed that night. So, so I have some exciting things coming down the pike. So I'm just really excited about, you know, the next whatever. You know, it still hasn't taken shape yet, but I'm in the early stages. But you know, this is how it is for me. In those early stages, you get those butterflies.
Yeah.
And you're just anxious and you're ready to get back in there and record. And then it'll come a point where I'm going to be like, ah, I'll be glad when this is over, when I can get this project out. But right now, I'm still just very excited to be back in the lab.
Right. So you're still titled the R&B crooner. Is that right, Will Preston?
Yeah, that's what they call me, the R&B crooner. Hey, I'll take any title. You know, it lets me know that people are listening and people are noticing, so I appreciate that.
Oh, wow. What you going to do with all this attention you're getting? Oh, my gosh. All this attention
well, you
get. What you doing?
Well, attention is good, I guess, right? So I'm going to work that attention, as you call it. So now, actually, my plan was to actually do some touring towards the end of last year and even early this year. But of course, with the pandemic, we, as most artists, have had to do really scale back plans. But I am in the process now of putting together some dates for early spring
okay.
that I'm excited about, and so we're gonna, you know, get out there and do some dates in many places across the country. Hopefully that's the plan, and I hope to be able to meet a lot of those who are excited to hear more from me and to see me live. You know, I get it all the time. Everyone's like, come to my city, come to my city.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
If I hit your city, I better see you out there. So, but, yeah, I'm looking forward to that because, you know, as an artist, it's one thing to record in the studio. But, you know, to really get out there and, you know, meet the people, and that's really the most exciting and gratifying part of the business, is to get out there and really meet the people.
Yes. I want to see you. And when I see you, I'm going to let you know. I'm going to holler out, Will Preston. Hey, it's Brent Brendan. I'm going to holler. Let you know I'm out there.
That's right.
My voice
hey,
is loud.
I'll be looking for you. I want you to sing along to every song. Now, I want you to sing along to the end.
Okay. All right.
I might bring you on stage.
Oh, no, don't do that. Oh, no, I will not do that. All right, okay, so what is that ultimate desire which you want all the fans and curious listeners out there to get out of this new single, The End, or any of all your music?
Yeah, I mean, I just want, you know, sometimes it's good to just reflect. Sometimes it's good to – now, The End really is one of those songs that I will say, don't live in that moment now. I didn't put this out to live in that moment.
People will get the wrong idea. Yeah.
But it is very real that sometimes you have to reflect. Sometimes it's worth acknowledging so that you can appreciate the next. And sometimes you might be at the next, and then you're still thinking about that bad situation you went through, and you're glad that you got out of it. Whatever it is, but The End is a real emotion. I would say that with, you know, with all of my music, listen to it, enjoy it. You're going to find something to vibe to on a nice, warm, sunny day on a Saturday. You're also going to find something to listen to in the Thursday rain thunderstorm. You know, there's going to be something there for when you're cold. I mean, there's going to be a lot of things within my music that are going to be relatable and that you can connect with. So I would say continue to, you know, delve through my catalog, and, you know, hopefully I will continue to release music that people enjoy, but all I know how to do is what I define as my lane, and I'm thankful that it connects with a lot of people, so I'm blessed in that regard.
All right. Thank you for that. Thank you. I have some other tracks that I'll be playing at the end of the show. I want to thank you for coming back on my platform. You know you're always welcome. To come back on any new music projects. The other tracks, Either Way It Goes and Never Knew Love. Now, those are my favorite tracks as well. Can you tell the listening audience where they can find those tracks? Which album they on, you said?
Yeah, so Never, and in fact, all the songs that you played today are from my latest project, Where Do I Begin? So you can find The End, you can find Never Knew Love, Let's Play, Either Way It Goes, all of those, along with 10, 11 other songs on there. Well, I think it's a total of 12 on the whole project. So all of those are on there, and it's got some good gems on there, I think, for you. And, of course, you can't release every song as a single. But you know what's interesting? You said Either Way It Goes. You love that. It was really a tough decision for us to decide whether to release Either Way It Goes or The End. The End kind of won out. But either way it goes, it's also one of my favorite songs, so I really like that song.
Yeah, I really like it. I'm really just getting used to it. It's a new song to me, and I know it's been out there, but you know, I like it. So you're more than welcome to give some shout-outs to all those lovely people that have supported you in the creation of this new single and beyond and before that they have supported you. Go right ahead, Will.
Yeah, so I definitely have to, you know, pause and say thank you to, you know, you, of course, and for keeping my music alive on your platform. And as I told you before, there are people still contacting me saying that they've listened to the last interview we did, even though it was some time ago, and so they're still being inspired by that. So thank you, and just to really all the DJs out there, all the people who are playing my music on the Quiet Storms, you know, you got Mr. Finesse Dent, you know, and then when you start naming things, you get in trouble. But a couple of people come to mind who have just been true ride or die for Will Preston, and I appreciate it. Finesse Dent, you got the smooth operator, Mr. Vernon Prince, you got Melvin Jordan down in Florida spinning my records, and just so many others who really continue to, you know, bring my music to the forefront. Also, I would be remiss if I didn't mention Mr. Jay Ross, who is, you know, my man who is out there right now promoting this this project, The End. And so he's working hard day in and day out, and we're definitely seeing the fruit of his labor. So you're aware. So, I mean, I'm just so grateful for him and look forward to continuing my relationship with him. And so, you know, just so many great people out there who are standing by me and supporting me, and it feels good.
All right. We're going to give them an applause. How about that? That they keep on supporting you and let them feel good. So, Will, as we close out the show, I'm going to say you have a blessed evening. Be safe out there. And I love what you're doing. Keep doing it. Hoping to see you again on my show. Any persons that want to catch up with you on any upcoming events, check out Will Preston's website that he mentioned earlier. Any other information you'd like to give, Will, as we sign out?
No, I just want to tell everybody stay safe out there. I won't tell you what to do, but I'll tell you how to do it, and that's safe. You know, it's a lot going on in the world today, people getting sick, people dying. And it's a personal choice for all of us, whether we do this or do that as it relates to a vaccine and stay home, mask up, or whatever. Just be safe and think about the others that you surround yourselves with each day and keep them safe as well.
All right. Thank you for those encouraging words. Will Smith.
Will
Preston.
You can call me Will Smith if the paycheck is going to be like Will Smith.
Will Preston. Will Preston. It's been a long day for me. You know, you have a blessed evening. I love your music. I love you. You keep doing what you're doing. And thank you for your participation. This is Brenda Moss signing out for Lady Diva Live Radio, everyone. And thank you all for your support.
I know we just met. Haven't had the time to say much yet, but I'm loving what I feel right now, and I'm thinking I need more of you around. And I'm not asking for a promise, it's up to me to get it right. And maybe you're not looking, but there's something there between the two of us.
Either way it goes,
I won't let you go.
I'll keep holding on
till you let me go. Are you available? But ask the question in case it's no. And I noticed when I caught your eye. Well, it seems that you're feeling my vibe. And maybe I can be wrong, but I've got a feeling that I'm
either
right.
Way it goes,
I won't let you go.
I'll keep holding on
till you let me go.
Either way it goes,
I won't let you go.
I'll keep holding on
till you let me go.
You want me to be
But now it seems you forgot it all. You packed your bag and just said you're gone.
Is it the end of love? Where are we going to? Is this the end of love? When my love was just for you.
When I cross your mind, do I ever make you smile? And tell me, what could I do to make it last for just a while? You said if time got tough, we'd hang in there, the two of us. But I guess it was just crazy talk. I've lost your love, you're walking out. Turn into